I'm George.
And I'm Ben. And we're here to talk about Apple stuff. This is our podcast coming at you from TD Curran.
In Kirkland.
In Kirkland, Washington. If you don't know where that is, you should find it.
It's where Costco's from.
Yep.
It's just east of Seattle.
Yep.
Rainiest city in the world, I think. Nope. Except not at all.
Not at all.
Nope. Nope. Not even a little bit.
Anacortes.
Apparently, New York is even more rainy than us.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're not even considered for that. But we kind of just stole that title.
Well, they have everything else.
That's so true. They have the Big Apple.
And it comes full circle. Yeah. So we're here to talk about the iWatch. we're going to stick to that theme this time. So I've written down a list of questions here. Maybe we can just...
I have no idea what these questions are. And he has his computer turned around, so I'm a little scared.
What do you think the iWatch will do? I know that that's kind of a very broad question, but...
Yeah, it's a...
It could do a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, we already see some of the cool things that smartwatches can do with the Pebble.
Right.
Like you had, and I have...
I'm just rubbing it in my face every freaking episode.
Hey, I'm not the one that lost it, okay? So, I mean, I think it'll be able to tell time, hopefully. That would definitely be a place to start.
The definition of a watch.
Yeah, yes, that is true. Okay, hopefully it'll be able to notify you of different alerts that you normally would get your phone out for to check.
Right.
Emails, text, things like that. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Right. Basically anything that shows up on the lock screen, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I also kind of hope they have some sort of integration with calling.
So, speakerphone. You want it to do speakerphone.
Yeah, I really like the voice-activated stuff that Android is doing. Like,
okay.
Voice-activated text messages.
Right. Voice-activated stuff. Siri, I could see.
Yeah, totally. If you could just put Siri on the watch and have it, you know, there's some sort of word or... Like, with iOS 8, they're doing, hey, Siri, that would be awesome.
Oh, hey. Could, yeah, that's exactly why they integrated that feature, because the iWatch is coming out. No, really. I really think that makes a lot of sense. It'll be to the phone, because, okay, right now, if for people that don't know, the iOS 8 beta is out, and one of the new features is Hey Siri, right? And basically what that means is that when the iPhone is plugged in to power, right, into the wall and it's charging, you can just yell at your phone, Hey Siri, and she'll automatically pop up and be like, what do you want?
But yeah, I mean, if you could integrate that into the watch, that'd be really cool. Just ask it random questions like, how's the game going? Or, you know, how's traffic to get to work? Or how do I get to work if I'm walking? Or how do I get anywhere if I'm walking?
Right.
You know, things like that could be really cool to kind of integrate all the thing. I wouldn't call them basic things, but, you know, kind of the everyday tasks that people are doing with their phones.
Right.
Have that integrate with the watch.
Okay. Now, I was talking to you about this earlier. I've been talking to a lot of people at work about it. But I have a theory.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
So you know how in iOS 8 there's the extensions, right? On Notification Center for developers to be able to build extensions for their apps. They live inside Notification Center and they provide limited usability to like interact with the app without actually opening the app, right? Now, imagine those, but living on your wrist. Those are going to be the iWatch apps. They're just perfectly formatted for working on the iWatch. What I had to pull up was actually Apple's app extension programming guide that they released on iOS 8. Now, on here, if you just read this programming guide it's kind of a guide for developers to put out and kind of for them to follow so that their app is going to work right on the device, right? And they've released this for everything, Mac, iOS, you know, everything. So if we just replace here either Today View or Notification Center, when I read this, just imagine me replacing those things with iWatch. Okay, so extensions in Today View are called widgets. Widgets give users quick access to information that's important right now. For example, users open the Today View to check current stock prices or weather conditions, see today's schedule, or perform a quick task such as marking an item as done. Users tend to open the Today View frequently, and they can expect the information they're interested to be in, to be instantly available. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that seems a little...
Because user interaction with widgets is quick and limited, you should design a simple, streamlined UI that highlights the information users are interested in. In general, it's a good idea to limit the number of interactive items in a widget. In particular, note that iOS widgets don't support keyboard entry. No keyboard entry, because the iWatch screen is too small for that. Okay, moving on. What will it look like?
I hope it's circular. Like, I really, really like the new Motorola 360. Just the look of it.
The Android Wear one that Motorola came out with.
Yeah, and I mean, it's going to come out, and I think they said later this summer. I think some other places are saying like September or October.
Right.
That'd be really cool to see them come out around the same time and, you know, see how we can compare them. The whole idea of a square watch, I mean, it's easier for hardware manufacturers just because square screens are a lot easier than round ones, but I mean, and developers and stuff, but I don't know, I feel like you don't really see regular watches that are square a lot of the time, at least.
I honestly think it's going to be square.
Oh really?
Yeah, I really like the sleek look of the circular one.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that And yes, the design looks great. And yes, Apple puts design before functionality, but an ease of use, or more like ease of use and design and before difficulty of manufacturing, et cetera, et cetera. But we were looking at a blog post before we started recording today from Luis Dorigo. I don't know how to say his last name. Sorry, Dorigo.
That's pretty right. That's
okay.
Pretty
correct.
Close enough.
And he, on April 18th, 2014, he came out with a bunch of predictions about the iWatch. He says here that he thinks that the resolution for the iWatch will be 480 by 640 on the display, essentially making it exactly half the size of the iPhone 4 and the 4S. And that the bottom 80 pixels of the display, which will leave 240 by 240 square space for apps, that bottom 80 pixels will actually be for a virtual home screen or home button that'll disappear and reappear contextually as needed, right? And also he notes here that the 6th generation iPod Nano that a lot of people put on their wrist.
Using that weird kind of the wristband thing that you just slide
right,
in.
Right.
Yeah.
And he says here that the same, it has the same display space as being 240 by 240. So leaving 240 by 240 space for apps, they know that from experience, they've released a product with that same screen size, and they know for a fact that it fits on a wrist, it looks fine, and that it's going to be, it can be usable.
I don't know. I feel like Apple, they could take from their past experience, but I feel like it's too predictable for Apple to do. And there's too many people criticizing them for not changing it up enough lately, that with the iWatch, I feel like it's going to be a completely different idea than what we've seen before. And, I mean, all the people that are saying that Android Wear is okay, but it's not enough to actually, you know, warrant getting a watch if you wouldn't do so otherwise. I feel like Apple's going to do something that if you wouldn't normally wear a watch, this would convince you.
Yeah.
Just that's what Apple really likes to do.
But I really think that getting the app extensions to and putting that on your wrist, you know, releasing the iWatch with this whole ecosystem of apps already built into iOS. And all it does is just it just pushes those apps right to the watch, and then now those apps can communicate from to the phone, use the phone's cellular connection / Wi-Fi connection.
Totally. I completely agree. I just think the whole
is that a selling point for you?
What, having the extensions go straight to your watch?
Yeah, like when the watch comes out, there's already an ecosystem ready to go.
Yeah, definitely. That would be a big part of it. I feel like it wouldn't be enough for some people to say, yeah, let's do that. And you know, if they're on Apple has a lot of people that they have to. Android Wear is doing a lot of the same things, where it's going to have a lot of those same things that you're used to on your Android phone extended to your watch. And Apple loves to take people that are completely Android and move them over to iPhone. They like to keep the iPhone users still with them as well. They've got to do something that Android wouldn't be able to do. Just something that's going to blow it out of the water, or else it's just going to be another copy, which Apple hates to do. They like to see what everyone else can't do right and then do that exact thing.
Well, Android Wear isn't out yet. We don't know how well it works. Because, like, I mean, there were smartphones that came out before the iPhone, BlackBerry.
Yeah.
And it did all the stuff that the iPhone does, but the iPhone came out and it did it way better, you know? And that was all because of interface and technology. And
that's true.
So I feel like there's a lot of things that Android Wear does right, but Apple is just going to come out with a couple more killer apps make that hardware just blown out of the water, you know, and we can speculate about it. And we've been speculating like crazy, and deducting things and stuff. But, I just think that
I think we're just going to have to wait to see how it all fans out.
But now, is it coming in more than one size?
Oh my God. I don't know. I feel like I feel like the wristband, obviously, but that's an easy fix.
Oh, yeah.
Screen size, I don't know. I don't think they would. I think it's just going to be one size.
Rumors have it that for a long time, rumors have been saying, at least Mac rumors have been saying, that they're going to come out with one that's 1.3 inches and another one that's 1.7 inches. Mm-hmm. But that blog post that I was just reading from, which makes a very good case with the whole screen resolution stuff. That one's claims that it's going to be 2.5 inches, which is the same size as the sixth generation iPod Touch, iPod Nano, excuse me. Do you see the need for more than one?
I could see them doing it. I think their main focus, if they were to release two, would be on that main size, just the standard kind of square or slightly rectangular screen. I feel like 2.5 inches is probably maybe a little too big, but I don't really have a frame of reference. I don't even know what size my Pebble is.
Let's Google it.
Okay, let's Google it.
Pebble screen.
But then it's got a huge border
size.
Too. The new Android Wear watches don't have a huge border on them. Hopefully Apple's wouldn't. So even at that, I mean, I think this is probably like 1.5 inches, but the border almost doubles
1.26 inches. And the Pebble is 3 centimeters wide, 5 centimeters tall, 1 centimeter thick.
Okay. I mean, I feel like the Pebble is a really good size. If they could cut down on the the bezel around it, I feel like that could help.
Yeah, a lot. Well, and then you could just improve the bezels. Screen.
Yeah, exactly. And well, I don't know. I wouldn't want the entire watch to be bigger than a Pebble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, even some people that have small hands, like, they say that the Pebble is a little too big.
If you don't know what a Pebble looks like, just Google it.
Yeah, it's a really cool watch that
the Pebble for steel, now is... Pebble Steel is beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, they just released that.
I want it. Well, and the other thing, though, is that, you know, the higher... since they hired... what's her name? The...
Okay.
Oh, man. I got to figure out how to say her name. Angela Arendt. She came from
Arendt.
Burberry. She was the CEO of Burberry, and now she's actually taking over a retail position at Apple, kind of head of retail. And she was famous for taking Burberry, which, you know, back in the day was a huge, ginormous fashion department store. They kind of died down, but then when Angela came back, or when Angela got hired there as the CEO, she ended up turning Burberry back into the legend brand that they were before. Apple's kind of counting on that they would do that. But I also think that was a very strategic hire on Tim Cook's part, simply because she's a fashion industry guru. And the iWatch is going to be, I think it's, a lot of people have been saying that it's going to be marketed as a fashion-centric device.
I mean, the iPhone almost is. I mean, it works really well, but a lot of people kind of see it that way too.
Right. It has that kind of image.
Mm-hmm.
But the iWatch even more so, right? Because it's living on your wrist. You're wearing it. Yeah, you're totally. Literally
Everyone
wearing
will
it.
See it all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big, huge, ginormous factor in how they market it.
And I could see her helping with that quite a bit.
Yeah. When will it come out?
Hopefully, like, with, you know, the day the iPhone 6 comes out. It'd be really cool if people, if carriers were doing, like, bundles with it. Kind of like Samsung, or kind of like the Galaxy Gear series. They're doing those bundles with the S5.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if Apple were to do something like that to try to just pair them together, get as many people using both of them instead of trying to get an iPhone 4 to work with the iWatch, you know, that just... It never works out when you use super old technology and try to work it with the newest thing.
Right.
So I feel like if they can do that to try to get as many people using both of them, then it's just going to be a really big hit.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know that Apple doesn't usually do bundles, though.
No, I mean, I guess a bundle kind of has that image of like trying to save money, and Apple's not about trying to lower their value at all.
Listeners, you know, couldn't see it, but I shook my head.
But at least a pairing together. Like, maybe not even to save money. I don't think you actually save money with Samsung, the S5 and the Gear 2.
Oh.
I don't think you actually even saved money. It was just saying they would come together.
Right.
I don't know what they're going to do with that. But I feel like the first step is to make sure they come out at the same time.
Right.
Don't come out with the iPhone 6 and then the iWatch a couple months later, because then it's just too much hype separated out, but not far enough apart that it's a completely separate event.
I wonder if it's going to be the same event.
Well, I mean, they usually have that pattern of two a year. They have WWDC in June, and then they have their basically annual iPhone announcement in September through November, sometime right. in there. Is usually when they do their majority of hardware, either releases or announcements.
I noticed that they keep kind of sneaking out all of the, like little upgrades to all the Mac lines, and
then now the,
and
iPod,
now the
Touch.
iPod Touch,
yeah,
came out for 16 gigs without the,
or it had the back camera now,
right?
Because and they dropped
and
the
they
price
dropped
by
the
30
price.
Bucks,
yeah,
so that's cool.
It's $200 bucks, but. Yeah, and they've been kind of sneaking those releases out, just kind of like dropping them on the store all of a sudden, and now they're available.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like something that big is definitely not going to be a small drop.
No. They have to make it, they have to play up the showmanship on that one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Something else to touch on.
Mm-hmm.
Health.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be one thing that, I mean, Samsung put a heart rate monitor on their watch that's going to be coming out. And
for Android Wear, not the Galaxy.
Yeah, for Android. Right. Yeah. And I feel like Apple, especially after announcing HealthKit, and there's been some rumors that they're releasing their own products soon, specifically for HealthKit, I feel like working that into the iWatch is going to make it that much better.
Right.
You know, a heart rate monitor is great, but if you can do some activity tracker type of things built right into that, that would be even better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I don't know. You know, for me, honestly, I'm probably not going to use health very much just because I'm a lazy fat ass. Like someone like my girlfriend, you know, well, even not her. She's a stickler. She says that, like the Fitbit, for example, even the Fitbit is like not very accurate.
Oh, really? You know,
she says that she read somewhere that 20 or 30% of the steps that it calculates, mm-hmm. you don't actually take.
It's like you like moving your wrist around. Oh.
Yeah. But.
Well, I feel like if you're going on a run
there
and you're trying
been,
to.
Hmm? Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, I feel like when you take your phone with you on a run, like if you're wearing shorts, like nothing's worse than having that flopping around. And you, I mean, if you wear tight shorts, I guess then you don't really have to worry about that. But having a watch on is going to be a lot less intrusive than having a phone. So if you have a watch that without even having to connect through Bluetooth, it's able to keep track of all those things and maybe have a little GPS unit that's specifically used to see how far you've gone with it. And then as soon as you get back to your phone, it syncs all that stuff up with the HealthKit, you know, the home app. That would be a lot easier for people to track that rather than having to bring their phone with them.
Right.
That has all those, you know, the GPS, the app that tracks everything based on its movement. You could actually just use the GPS in your watch, which you're already going to have with you.
Now, there is actually a patent that lives in, I saw it, I think, on patentlyapple.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a while ago, though. Like a year or so ago, but it was a patent for holding a phone in your hand and it calculating your steps in a very specific way.
What do you mean?
Like the movement of you swinging your arm back and forth, mm-hmm. and I think it integrated, I'll have to fact check this, but it integrated also into GPS,
mm-hmm.
and like the way that you moved your hand versus like where the GPS was.
Mm-hmm. It could double accurate. It could double the accuracy.
It could kind of reference itself against those things. So plus using like Wi-Fi networks,
mm-hmm.
To associate location data and all that stuff. And contributing all of those data points into how many steps you've taken.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, interestingly, I'm just making this connection right mm-hmm. now, but it was interestingly a patent for specifically holding your phone in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where does your wrist, where's your wrist? Where does a watch go?
Right? Yeah, I was actually just going to say that. Like, it was completely misconceived at the time, I'm sure. And it's actually meant for the watch.
Right.
That would be really cool. It'd probably get me going running so I can track that kind of stuff. I mean, I used to do that with my phone, but there's nothing worse than having it flopping around when you're trying to not focus on that.
Right. Is it going to have a headphone jack?
No.
No?
I mean,
play music? For example, you mm-hmm. go running with your watch.
Yeah, but you could Bluetooth. I mean, the Gear Live and the LG G Watch have a 4 gig storage space on them that you could probably store music. And if the iWatch did something like that, you could actually just Bluetooth it before you're about to go on your run, you just have your playlist of, you know, 30 songs or something like that. And then Bluetooth connects your headphones to the watch so that you can leave your phone behind.
I definitely think that Bluetooth is going to be the big technology that's going to shine with the iWatch. That
well, 4.1 just came out too. And so that's...
What's the difference between 4 and 4.1?
So for one, it's a lot faster.
4.1?
It's not point-to-point. It has the ability to integrate...
It just kind of broadcasts.
Yeah, like you can have three devices that are working together. Like your phone, headphones, and your watch. You can have all three of those coexisting together rather than your headphone to your watch to your phone, and then your headphone to your phone so that specifically there or specifically to your watch. So I feel like that could make a lot of sense if they integrate.
So you
that.
Could, for example, pull out your phone, load a bunch of music onto your watch, pair up your headphones with your watch and your phone at the same time.
Yeah, it would be creating a
and then put
a
your
local access
right,
point.
Right. And then put your phone down, leave it on your table at home, go on a jog. It would just automatically connect. They would, like, your headphones
all three
and
of them would already be connected.
Your headphones and your watch would stay connected.
Yeah, but it just drops out
and
the
it
one.
It just drops out the phone.
Like your laptop leaving your house. Everything else in your house is still connected to your Wi-Fi network. Just that one device got dropped off. Nothing else is affected.
Right.
But, Bluetooth 4.1 doing that exact... Wow.
That's big.
Yeah. I'm glad I looked that up. That is really cool.
And then when you get home...
Your phone just reconnects
back,
and then
into
all
the
data from your jog gets pushed onto HealthKit, and your headphones are now taking music from the source of your iPhone, the whole AirPlay. Just tell it what you want it to come from.
Now you have a Pebble,
and
you can install apps and stuff on it.
I guess you can call them apps. I can play Snake on my phone or on my watch.
But my question is, what kind of apps do you see going onto the iWatch? Are there specific apps that you can see that you run on Pebble now that would move over to the iWatch?
Let's take a look. Oh, the Pokédex app. Literally, you can look
there's a niche app for
the 150 original Pokémon in the format of a Pokédex.
What? That's so cool.
It's ridiculously not that cool after the first, 10 times you've used it. The ability to change music. I mean, these are all built-in apps because I don't have any that I've downloaded lately.
This is all stuff that I think is just going to come default on the watch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's got to.
What about, here's an idea. Mm-hmm. So, Nest, which makes the Nest thermostat and the smoke detector, was bought out by Google.
Yeah.
Fairly recently. And they just released all of their APIs and their SDKs, or they just released an SDK and all their APIs to help
everyone
integrate,
features
from Nest and, I don't know, make Nest a little more contextually aware. And one of the people they partnered with was Jawbone Up, which is that fitness little band that you wear. One of the things that Jawbone does is it monitors your pulse and your movement. So while you sleep, it'll kind of automatically, you can tell it, I want to wake up at around 7:30 a.m., and then depending on where your REM cycle is, it'll probably wake you up closer to 7:15, because
it's what, every 2.5 hours,
something like that,
that you go through a cycle.
So then it'll help you wake up a little easier, because you're waking up outside of your REM cycle. You wake up less groggy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But also, since now they've actually integrated it into Nest, say you go to sleep, it knows that you go to sleep, so it automatically turns the temperature down in your house just a little bit, to save a little bit of power and electricity bills and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, when it notices that you start to wake up and you're getting close to that alarm time that you set, it starts to gradually fade your heat up so that when you get up, you're not freezing, you know?
Yeah. Or in the summer, the exact opposite.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a really cool idea. And the whole geofencing idea where
geofencing, yep.
As soon as nobody is in the house, it just saves as much power as possible. It turns off all your TVs.
They've actually integrated that now into Google Now, which is
there. Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, when you type in on an Android phone, when you type in on Maps, you say, you know, take me home. Or you say, okay, Google, you know, give me directions to home. That actually sends a message to Google Now that says he's coming home, which then sends a message to Nest that says he's coming home. What? So let's turn the heat up.
I never read about that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Gotta look into that.
So, I mean, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And this is where HomeKit is going to come, you know. Google is going to do their thing. Apple's going to do their thing. But I really think that one of the main applications they're going to use with the iWatch is giving your home context. So
yeah, definitely.
Your iPhone will have the geolocation to say he's on his way home, and then your home will say, okay, let's turn the heat up or let's open the blinds, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of those. I mean,
let's unlock the door when he gets here, you know.
Yeah, you see a lot of, not a lot, you see some of those like smart houses that they've been doing those for decades.
Well, sure.
But they're so expensive to make because you've got to have all that stuff built in. And they're not custom. Nearly as... Yeah, you've got to customize it so much. With this, you can just buy a couple products that aren't... I mean, relatively, they're a lot cheaper. I mean, the Nest is like $200. But there's a lot more products out there that have been around for decades that have been a couple grand to get that set up. And it was a lot less intuitive. So to have your phone... or, you know, whatever device you're carrying with you, take the responsibility of pushing out those protocols. It makes it a lot cheaper, and it's something you already, I mean, people, if they want a smart home, already have a smart phone. So having all of that built into there rather than customized into their house is going to make it so that it can be a lot more... prominent. You're going to see it in a lot more houses to where those little things like go home and now my my AC or my heat is turning up for me, so when I get home I'm not too cold or too hot. Things like that is
Siri knows that you want to drink coffee at 6:45, so she automatically brews it at 6:30.
Yeah. I mean, there's basic things already like that, but to have it all built into the same device, having it take care of all of those things is going to make things so much simpler.
Your iPhone will be
your personal assistant.
The center of everything that you do. That's Apple's goal anyways.
Yeah.
There's also a rumor I heard that, okay, we're kind of moving on to something else actually now, so we should try and get back. But actually, we have a lot of material, so I think we should be good on the iWatch stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe next week we'll focus on HomeKit.
Yeah, let's definitely do that. Because
that's a really interesting one. Really quick. Are you going to take over the world?
No comment.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
All right. Well, anyways, thank you for listening. And definitely check back in next week when we talk about HomeKit.
If you guys have any questions you want us to address during next week or any weeks following,
email commandtab@tdkern.com.
What? What? I didn't know we got an email. Sweet.
We didn't, but I emailed people about it, so we should hopefully get that soon.
Yeah. Email commandtab@tdkern.com.
No, like written out, like command, like the words command tab, not like command tab, because then you'll switch out of the email app.
Yeah, that... We would hope that our listeners are a little smarter than to assume command tab like, and it'll email us.
You just got to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Just assume they're stupid is what Ben says.
Sorry, I love you guys.
Sorry, I have more faith in you guys than Ben does. I think we're going to end it here, guys. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.